Women's rights activist Sumaya Musa, who works for the local NGO Strategic Initiative for Women in the Horn of Africa, says dozens of displaced women have developed symptoms of depression and anxiety over the past few months. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus from West Darfur's Al Janina town, Musa says hundreds of women lost their husbands, children, and property during fighting that erupted in April, which left more than 200 people dead and a little more than 200 others wounded. She says thousands of families have been sheltering in government buildings, schools, mosques, in overcrowded conditions with little access to proper sanitation.
Some do not have a place to sleep, some lose their job and property and everything. Some are suffering from social pressure, raising children alone, taking care of elderly and sick people, and yet they do not earn anything for life. So this economic and social pressure have really affected their lives.
In late April, the UN said about 65,000 people, mostly women and children, were displaced after violence erupted in West Darfur in early April. Musa says her office documented dozens of cases of fighting among families in the gathering sites, adding that some women were reportedly raped or sexually harassed. She says these incidents are mostly covered up for fear of stigma.
There are a lot of women who got miscarriage and they really are in need of psychosocial support. There are those who have unwanted pregnancy through rape cases and other forms of gender-based violence. We all know that during wartime there are a lot of things that happen.
The activist says women are hoping that peace will be restored in the area soon so they can return to their homes and try to continue their normal lives. She says many women are now keen on monitoring the peace process in Darfur, especially after the signing of the Juba Peace Agreement between the Sudanese government and the armed groups.
They have a relationship with the social peace, and I do not know if women are left far behind and they are not aware of the political development in the country or the peace process. That will definitely affect them.
Musa says several women in the gathering sites do not want to talk about the abuses they suffered during the fighting due to the disappointment that they have experienced over years, believing they will not receive help or see justice in the court system. Women express concern over lack of protection as they go to the work to support their families, Musa says.
The most important thing is to give full protection to women against all forms of violence, especially at home or on the streets, against sexual harassment when they are going out to look for work or they are returning back to the camps. Some even need protection while they are at work as well.
Musa says despite these challenges, some aid agencies, NGOs, are working to provide services to women. She says the United Nations Population Fund has set up 5 temporary spaces where social workers coordinate with the midwives deployed by the State Ministry of Health to provide sexual and reproductive health services and at the same time support victims of gender-based violence. Musa says she hopes that more trained social workers, psychologists, and healthcare providers will be deployed to help women in the West Darfur gathering sites. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.